This is a recording of Ready New York Beat the Heat, the 2008 edition, brought to you by the New York City Office of Emergency Management. During the summer, New York City can be as much as 10 degrees warmer than surrounding areas because the city's infrastructure, largely made up of asphalt, concrete, and metal, traps the heat. Here's how you can plan ahead to beat the summer heat.
First, understand the risk factors. People at greatest risk during periods of extreme heat are those 65 or older, younger than 5, those with chronic medical conditions or taking psychotropic or other medications, and those who are overweight. If you have a medical condition, check with your physician about precautions you should take during hot weather. If you have neighbors, family, or friends who are at increased risk, especially those who live alone, make sure they have access to air conditioning, and if needed, offer to help them get to a cool location.
Before a heat wave, help keep your home cool by installing window shades or awnings to block the sun. If you have an air conditioner, make sure it works properly. If you don't have air conditioning, keep your windows open so fresh air can flow through your home. If you cannot cool your home, identify a nearby air-conditioned location, such as a shopping mall, library, home of a friend or relative, or a New York City cooling center.
Think about cooling centers. When the heat index is predicted to be dangerously high, New York City will open cooling centers in air-conditioned facilities, including community and senior centers. People seeking relief from the heat should call 311 during a heat emergency to find a local cooling center.
If possible, stay out of the sun. When in the sun, wear sunscreen, at least an SPF 15, and a hat to protect your face and head. Use an air conditioner if you have one, and set the thermostat no lower than 78 degrees. If you do not have an air conditioner, consider going to a public pool, air-conditioned store, a mall, a movie theater, or a cooling center. To locate a cooling center near you, call 311. Check on your neighbors, family, and friends, especially if they are seniors, young children, or have special needs. Fans work best at night, when they can bring in cooler air from the outside.
You should also remember to drink fluids, particularly water, even if you do not feel thirsty. However, people with heart, kidney, or liver disease, or on fluid-restricted diets, should check with their doctors before increasing fluid intake. Avoid beverages containing alcohol, caffeine, or high amounts of sugar. Wear lightweight, light-colored, loose clothing that covers as much of your skin as possible. Never sit in a parked car during periods of intense summer heat. Avoid strenuous activity, especially during the sun's peak hours, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you must engage in strenuous activity, do so during the coolest part of the day, usually in the morning between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. Cool showers or baths may be helpful, but avoid extreme temperature changes as they can cause nausea or dizziness. Monitor weather conditions by staying tuned to radio broadcasts or calling 311.
Be aware of heat-related illness. Prolonged exposure to heat can be harmful and potentially fatal. Heat exhaustion symptoms include heavy sweating, weakness, weak pulse, fainting or vomiting, and cold, pale, clammy skin. Body temperature may seem normal. Your response should be, move to a cool place, loosen clothing, and apply cool, wet cloths to your neck, face, and arms. Drink water slowly, unless nausea occurs. Take half a glass of water every 15 minutes. Call 911 for medical attention. If heat exhaustion is not treated, it can worsen and lead to a heat stroke.
Heat stroke symptoms include hot, dry skin, a rapid pulse, high body temperature, lack of sweating, and possible unconsciousness. Body temperature can be so high that brain damage or death may result in fewer than 10 minutes if the victim does not receive immediate medical attention. Your response should be to call 911 immediately for medical help. Stay in a cool place and try a cool bath or sponging. Use fans or air conditioners. Keep lying down and do not drink fluids.
Respiratory problems. High ozone levels, which can accompany heat waves, make air quality poor. Ozone can cause breathing problems, especially among those with respiratory conditions. People who exercise or work outdoors and those with respiratory diseases should limit strenuous outdoor activity, particularly during the afternoon and early evening hours. For air quality updates, visit www.airnow.gov or call the New York State Air Quality Hotline, 800-535-1345. For more information on heat-related illnesses, call 311.
Save resources in extreme heat. Conserve water. Water use often reaches high levels during periods of hot weather, causing fluctuations in water pressure and droughts in the city. When the city experiences a drought emergency, it is important to follow the Department of Environmental Protection's water usage restrictions.
Here are some water conservation tips. Repair leaky faucets. Turn taps off tightly. Take short showers. Only fill bathtubs halfway when bathing. Only run dishwashers and washing machines when they are full. Do not let water run while washing dishes, shaving, or brushing teeth. Observe restrictions on watering your lawn or plants. Call 311 for more information on water conservation.
Conserve energy. During periods of extreme heat, electricity use rises. Conserving energy helps prevent power disruptions. Energy conservation tips include setting your air conditioner thermostat no lower than 78 degrees. Only using the air conditioner when home, in rooms you are using. If you want to cool your home before you return, set a timer that turns on no more than 30 minutes before you arrive. Turn off non-essential appliances.
To prepare for power outages and disruptions, keep an emergency supply kit with items including a battery-powered AM/FM radio, first aid kit, bottled water, and extra batteries in an easily accessible place. If you experience power problems, keep the windows open to ensure proper ventilation. If there is a power outage, call your provider, Con Edison, at 800-752-6633, the National Grid at 718-643-4050. The Long Island Power Authority at 800-490-0025. And thank you for listening.